Hello, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to the Late Night Combo with your host, of course, Spirit. Okay, Tony, I know it's been a long time. Y'all, I know it's been a long time. But I have a special guest with me, one of my very best friends, no other than Shaquaria. Shaquaria, say hey to the world.
Hey, world.
Okay, Shakira, tell them about you, where they can find your new, because she has a YouTube channel that she does natural hair girls. So all the black girls that have natural hair and wants to know how to do stuff with it, she can help you through it, and we need to encourage her to keep doing it.
I'm going to get back to it soon. It's on hiatus right now. I don't have the editing software, but if you go on YouTube, it's Golden Goddess. Same thing as my Instagram as well. But we'll get back to that another time.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. I've missed you guys so much. But this time, this whole... episode is going to actually be about toxicity and also like relationships as far as friendships, like even relationships period, as in like boyfriend, girlfriend. What do you find yourself about it? And I love it. So it's like, okay, that's me and my best friend was talking, and I always said to myself, this is funny because I wanted to make a podcast about it. I always felt like everybody has a toxicity about themselves. No matter if you think it's like, oh, I'm not toxic. You automatically toxic because you don't think you're toxic. Mm-hmm. So I know that might sound crazy, but I feel like everybody is born. Yeah. Like everybody's born with the toxic trait about them. So when it comes down to toxicity, it's about one, acknowledging that you're toxic, and also like what do you feel like it's toxic in your life? I know for me, I feel like where I was toxic was I was more so like the type of person, if I had a type of problem, instead of me just voicing it, I wouldn't say anything, and then I would get mad. You know, if somebody's like, well, what's wrong with you, Tony? Nothing, it's nothing. And then I would get so upset. I'm still working on that. But I feel like even in my relationships, I was pretty toxic because it was more so like, I don't know how to describe it. Instead of me just voicing my opinion, now I do it very boldly. I'm like, okay, I will tell you how I feel, but beforehand, I would never do that. Like, I would just let them guess what's going on. And that's where I feel like I went wrong, and how a lot of times me and my exes would have a toxic relationship because instead of voicing my opinion, I just didn't. What would you say is your toxic trait if you know your toxic trait, Shaquaria? And what have you been working on?
I can tend to be the same way. It has to get to an extreme point where I'll speak up and say something, but a lot of the time it's bottled up inside of me, and I'm just like constantly like, okay, this person did this, and then it just kind of blows up.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah,
try not to be like that. It's hard, you know, because I don't like coming at people, you know. But
yeah,
sometimes you have to.
Yeah, you do. And I know for me, like, just having my attitude, I know how I can get. So that's why I tend not to take it out on people.
I know my mouth because I can be lethal.
But y'all, look, she's a Capricorn. So if y'all ain't know what a Capricorn is, child, they mouth is so lethal. My mom is a Capricorn, and when I tell you, I get my mouth from my mom. Like, the way she is, she has no filter in a half. Yes. Trust me.
You got to taste me.
She has no filter. Yes. Like, I just think it's like a Capricorn thing. I really do.
And I know I can be stubborn. I know I can be hard-headed.
I think that's what's wrong with me, too. I'm very stubborn. But I try to let people understand why. Yeah. Like, another thing about me is I tend to like not care about certain things. When I don't care, I just don't care. Right. And for some people, that's being heartless. But because I went through so much stuff, it turned me into the person that I am now.
Exactly. You get tired of people walking all over you. Just, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah. Like, I'm one of them people that actually cares a lot, and I wear my heart on my sleeve. So when I get into the ideal of somebody is taking, you know, wasting my time, honestly, I just get to the point where I'm just so, I will say I'm mean. I'm very mean. And it's like, I'm trying to change that, but I can't help when I'm very blunt, because it's like, you done wasted my time. Now I have to just talk to you in any kind of way. And I know that's not right. I know it's not. But you wasted my time. You know? Like, as far as friends, I know for me, I had to eliminate a lot of people out of my life. A lot of people. How about you, Shakur? Like, have you eliminated a lot of your friendships because of the toxicity, and what made you do that? Shakuria. I don't know what happened. Let's see. Oh, there you go. Okay, I hear you.
Yeah, like I said, this isn't gonna start anything with anybody, but this is just my experience with things. But yeah, I most definitely had to do that. The last and final situation that really just brought me to my wit's end, like, that wasn't why, but it was multiple things, you know, like, over the years, I've been friends with these people for a very long time. And, you know, a lot of times I felt like I was being walked all over. And
I understand, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it. And I always constantly made excuses, because it was just like, oh, I'm friends with them. I've been friends with them for this long. But it's like, people change over time. And, you know, there's not much you can do about it. You can try to work with that, but at the same time, it's just like, if it's not for the best, then you need to get yourself out of that situation, you know?
That's so true. It is. That's super duper true. I know for me, I've eliminated a lot of people in my life, especially friends. I've just learned to not care about certain things anymore. It's been hard for me, one, because I was always one of the people that cared about everybody's feelings. Especially my friends. I was one of the people, like, Shakuria, this is so funny, because the way me and Shakuria became friends again was because I had another friend's back, and false information was told to me about, you know, Shakuria. And so me being the friend that I am, I'm like, oh, okay, I would believe that, you know, you wouldn't just say this to me, just to say this to me. So me and my mouth, you know, I confronted the situation. And it kind of broke a bridge and a friendship for me, Shakuri, until we honestly had to be grown girls and come back together and look at the common denominator. Now, I knew who referred the information to me, but because that was my friend and she said, don't relay it, I was like, okay, I'm not going to relay it. I'm just going to, you know, thank you for letting me know. But come to find out, the whole thing was a lie, you know? So I was like, wow, you know, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy how one friend can do something to break up another friendship. And then on top of that, when it comes down to it, it may cause a rift between a whole full of friends because of what one friend said. You know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's hard being friends with multiple people, because when something else happens, then you're just like, oh, I can't really associate myself with, you know, the others.
Like, it's sad to me where we have to, you know, do that, because it's like loyalty. Mm-hmm. From just like another example, I have a best friend right now that has her best friend, and they're doing a podcast. Well, it's all about, you know, loyalty and who you ties your loyalties to, which I definitely understand, you know, completely. At first, it was more so like, okay, when did this happen? When did you want to do this? But then she expressed, you know, this is what she wanted to do. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm definitely supportive about that. But then when it came down to, I started seeing that the same things I was doing, they were doing on their podcast. That's when I got so upset. And Shakraya is my best friend. So I instantly was like, okay, before I go off, Shakraya, like, calm down. Because I was going to.
We need to talk this out. Let's figure out some stuff.
Like when I tell you I was upset, because to me it's all about loyalty. You know, it's more so who you loyal to and who you tie to. I don't know. For me, it's different. And maybe, and that's why I love to have different people come in and have different perspectives, because for me, it's just, if I know that my best friend is stealing material from somebody else, and I know this, but I just didn't say anything, to me, that's wrong. You know, but at the same time, it's like, okay, I want to hear the other perspective, like how did they, you know, see it? So I'm still kind of confused about it. Maybe you have a different perspective about it.
I mean, I most definitely understand how you feel, but you know, with all everything, like, You have to talk it out, because that's the only way you get an explanation for things. Because, like we just talked about, have a way it tends to, you know, not talk about things, and you let it just get bottled up. So,
like, that's exactly why I have to talk about it before executing things. And I think that's where my toxicity comes from too. I'm more so, if I find something that is not right, I don't hold my breath. Sometimes that could be a bad thing, because instead of, you know, calming yourself down, analyzing what's going on before attacking somebody, you need to know, you need to know what you're doing. So I've learned not to do that anymore, because I mean everybody knows I do not hold my voice. When I feel like something is wrong, I just go for it.
And I can be like that too.
Yeah, like, I know me. But with this case, this is my very own best friend that I love. So I would rather, you know, wait and see what happens. It's not like it wasn't expressed, but the part that wasn't expressed is, you know, the whole situation of, hey, you guys stole my idea. I'm all for supporting. I'm all for, you know, Black women coming together. But what I'm not for is people stealing other people's material and ideas, and then making it seem like it wasn't that, when all signs point to that. That's the only thing that I am not, like, okay with. And, you know, it's understandable. She's known her before she's known me. Of course she's gonna have her back, but sometimes that can bridge a barrier in a relationship of somebody else's, because, you know, it should be equal. It should really be equal. And some people need to call people out on their shit.
Yeah.
But some people don't. You know, I'm not starting anything. Everything I say on my radio, trust me, I will voice it. But it's like, it's easy to get it out on my radio show, because I have an audience. I have people that can relate. I have people that can, you know, understand from a different perspective. But yeah, like that's really where I'm at with things. So that's why I've been, you know, standoffish a little bit to myself, because I don't want to say the wrong things. So that's how I've learned how to just compile myself up and use my friendships to honestly heal things sometimes too, because I've let go of a lot of people, like, just because they were just toxic.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. But talk about you, girl.
But you know, with you, I feel like things will smooth out between y'all. It may take some time.
Yeah.
But I mean, As far as me, I've just learned that, you know, I'm always going to have my back. And, you know, you may have people along the way that will too, you know, throughout life. Like, God will close some doors for you and open up new ones.
Yeah.
You
know, bring in better people.
Yeah. Because I most definitely, I feel like I did need a change because, you know, a lot of times, like, I just felt really just out of place.
Yeah.
And I voiced that a lot, but, you know, I tried to work with it, and but it just wasn't, like, it was hard for me.
It wasn't it, yeah.
And
why do you feel like that, though? What made you feel like, you know, this ain't my niche? This is not my stuff. Like, I need to get away because this is not where I fit in. As far as people,
I guess just all of what we were into, and just, you know, over time, like, a lot of things changed. And of course, you can get along with different people and they have different views on things and everything, but
yeah,
a lot of times it was just like a bit extreme for me. And it was just always like, oh, Shway, you're so close-minded, you're a stick in the mud. And it just wasn't that. You have to give me,
yeah. I feel like I keep having, like, technical difficulties. Shaquari, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, good. You stopped where you said, just give me, and that's when it went out.
Oh, just giving me time to, you know, get used to these things and whatnot, just as far as getting along with different things and ideas. But, you know, it was hard. And then there were other times where it's just like there's different people in and out of the group of friends, and, you know, I try to, you know, be friends with these people, but a lot of times it didn't work out because that just wasn't my crowd. And, you know, that's I think an issue is just like, you know, if you're going to make new friends, let that be your friends. All your friends don't have to be friends with each other.
That is it. Say that again. Say that one last time for the people that don't understand. Sorry, guys. If you need to hear that again, let's put that there and let's just make that the topic. Say it again.
If you want to have new friends, let that be your friends. They don't have to be friends with all of your friends.
Everybody does not have to be in the same crowd. Learn how to conserve some friendships. Like,
they can be separate.
Yes, they can be separate. There's nothing wrong with having separate friendships. It's nothing wrong with having separate friendships, because so many friendships fall from other friendships. Mm-hmm. And don't be so jealous of people having other best friends. Baby, you're not the only person that loves this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
It's, like, perfectly fine.
It's perfectly fine. I would hope my best friend had a best friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we're going to be best friends for life, but sometimes I'm not going to be there for them. So
exactly.
I will hope that somebody else is there for them as much as I was there for them. So, you know, like, that doesn't mean that I'm a bad friend. It just means if I'm not there to be your confidant, let me know, or at least I know she has another friend that is available that will be her confidant for her.
Mm-hmm.
Or him, whatever.
Him or her.
Yeah. But that's honestly why I had to eliminate a lot of friends, because of the dealings with the toxic environment, and also just jealousy. It's sad. Mm-hmm. Like, it's sad.
It was hard for me to let go, but I just had to end things the way that I did, because, you know, like I said, a lot of times I felt really out of place. And, you know, I had these different boundaries and morals that they didn't have. And it's just like, you know, a lot of times I just felt like there were lines that were crossed, and, you know, things that, you know, you shouldn't do. And then, you know, you're talking about you're grown, you know, you're doing this and that and the third, but it's just like, you get to a point where it's just like, okay, you're grown, so why are you making these childish decisions. And, you know, everybody, of course, does that. But you get to a certain point in your life and, you know, an age that it's like, okay, you need to chill out.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like guys, you already know my angels and angels. I'm mom. I am the only mom that's in as far as my other friends. I share motherhood with my best friend Juanita, but and my other best friend Shay. Not this Shay, but I have another Shay that shares motherhood with me. But those are my other best friends that we grow. And then I have my other best friends that's of course Shaquaria and my best friend Shabby, and also I have another best friend Irene. That's like those are the best friends that doesn't have children, and we all group together. It's kind of weird because it's like I have the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. So when it's time to do stuff like, oh, let's go out, let's have fun, let's do this. Yeah, I can't do that all the time because mm-hmm. I have priorities to handle.
Right.
Like, I don't have time to do as much as I wish I could have. And it was one time I remember they had like a New Year's party. I don't know if you remember that, Shakira. You had a New Year's party. And they was like, cheers to us not having kids, I think it was. And when I saw that, it really did mess me up a little, because I'm just like, well, kids didn't ruin my life, so why reference that? But then I had to sit there and realize some people are happy that they don't have children. There's nothing wrong with people being happy that they don't have children. So I had to check myself a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it really did put me in a mindset of, dang, people really think having children is like the end of the world.
Yeah.
They're a blessing. Like, it may cause some difficulties along the way, but they're always a blessing.
Definitely. So I'm like, dang. Like what did these children do to you? I can't say I've been in a place in my life where I didn't get to go out like that. I stayed in the house. Did what I had to do, be a mom, and that's pretty much it. But this year I have been in so many places, and I am on child number 3, so it makes me feel like, okay, if I could do that at child number 3, I've been on vacations, as y'all heard the retreat. If you have not heard that podcast episode, go back and listen to it, the couples retreat, stuff like that. Like, I was able to do. Mm-hmm. And it was because of support and family. But let's just be honest, you know, like, it's so many things that we can't do, but don't use children as a factor. And that was my point of view about that. But honestly, I don't feel as much mad or sadness as I did before, because I understand some people don't want children. Mm-hmm. Some people just don't. But it doesn't end. The only thing I will say is it doesn't end your life by having children. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you think that way, then yeah, it's one area in your life. But, you know, no. It's actually a really good... I love my children. I want a big family. But, yeah, I just love them. I don't know. I'm just different. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so happy you get to do a lot more now. I mean...
Yes.
I'm the same way, but it's like, you know... I don't mind not going out. Like,
yes.
I'm like a turtle.
Like, just, I'm being my shell. Leave me alone. Like,
you know what? She really is, like, to herself.
I'll go out every now and then, but don't force me to. Like, because a lot of times, like, with the group of friends I was with, you know, like, there would be times where it's just like, you know, they want to go out, or it'd be something I didn't want to do, and I'm like, no, I'm good. Or, you know, it just got to a point where I didn't want to anyway, because then there were times where I wasn't invited, you know.
Yeah. Well, how do you honestly feel about, even though it's now over, like, when you was in that moment, how did you feel about that?
it upset me a lot at first, of course, like, you know, because at that point in time, it was just like, wow, I'm getting on social media and I see that they've gone somewhere and I'm like, well, shoot, where's my invite? And it got to a point where they're like, well, you're always coming up with excuses of like why you don't want to go out with us and stuff. But that was after the fact. That was way afterwards. Yeah, I did get to that point because, again, there were times where I wasn't invited or it wasn't something that I wanted to do. I would be, you know, in a comfortable situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to a point where I didn't want to be around them anymore. So,
would you say now you have a different perspective, or are you still sticking to that perspective of, you know, I wanted what I wanted, so that's it?
It's kind of changed a little bit. I'm a little bit more open to things, but because of that, like, I most definitely have my guard up more about it. And that's why, you know, I said, like, kind of just tend to keep to myself, you know.
I think you're doing a really good job. I mean, I feel like you're not the only person that actually does that. Like, you know, when you're reserved, you're just reserved. A lot of people might not like it, but that's who you are. That's like somebody forcing somebody to do something that they just do not do. I know for me, for a perfect example, guys, all my friends, they smoke. I ain't gonna say what they smoke, but they smoke, okay? If you don't get the gist, it's okay. But all my friends smoke. I do not smoke. And I've had so many people peer pressure me into smoking, but they could never get me to smoke.
But you know what? That's good. You stand your ground. Like, I don't want to do this.
Yes. But that should be the same thing for you in other, you know, topics. You shouldn't never feel like, okay, I don't want to do this. Okay, well, why you don't want to do this? You're a party pooper, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I will be that party pooper.
I'm okay with occasional outings. I'm not about that party life. You know what? Call me a grandma if you want to. Like, I honestly don't care because at the end of the day, I'm fine with being snuggled up in my bed, watching some Netflix, and talking to a few people here and there, texting.
That's a good question. And it's, I understand. But for the other people that don't understand, why do you like that?
It's comforting.
Ooh, I don't have anybody bothering me.
I'm minding my business.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how I look at it, you know? There's no going out and then something happens or some drama. Like, I'm good. I'm at home.
Like, that's actually a smart... I never really thought about that.
I've always been like that.
What makes you think... Like, not think, but why were you, you know... What makes you think why you was always like that? If that makes sense.
I'm not
what
good
makes
for
you
that.
Think like, yeah.
I really don't know. That's just how I am. I mean, and then it was always like, it was tough because a lot of my friends were extroverts. Like,
yeah.
And I just had a hard time coping with it. It's just like, a lot of times they wanted to go and do a bunch of stuff. Or do something way out of the way, something far from what I would do. And
yeah,
I didn't
want to.
I don't know. It's funny because I'm a little mixture of both. That might sound crazy, but I'm an extrovert. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm an extra introvert because I'm an outgoing person. But honestly, I have anxiety with crowds. I don't like to be around too many people. So
yeah, a
lot of times. Yeah, so a lot of time I would just stay in the house, but it's not because I feel comfortable in the house. Honestly, it was because I have really bad anxiety. So it's like, okay, Tony, would you? Because sometimes I get mixed emotions about who I am. Like, I don't know if I'm an introvert or extrovert because I'm very social, but I like my space. I don't like to be all in people's faces and just out. I don't,
Yep.
And
I'm gonna keep it hot. I don't like people like that.
I don't. So
why
if you are
not
in my
like
life,
like that?
Because people are fake. And every time I do try to get out of my bubble, somebody does me dirty, and I'm just like, this is why I'm this way. Like, so like I say, if you're in my life, you are a very lucky one.
Okay. Yes. Guys, not even trying to be funny. When me and Shaquaria met, she was one of the people like, it's like, okay, like, let me just not, you know, I like you, but
we're gonna slowly roll into this.
Yeah, it was seriously.
Because
okay.
Tony
seriously,
was like, boom, bam, in my face.
I'm like, whoa,
hold on. Calm down.
See, and it's funny because I am like that, but at the same time, when you really get to know me, it's like, dang,
Tony
really
is a ball,
just
big ball of energy. Like.
But like that, I don't know. But it's like when you hear me, I think of extroverts. Like, okay, a person that's extrovert, they just go. You know, they explore, they mm-hmm. They do stuff. Like, if you ever hear an extrovert, they always on the move.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear me, even though I am a ball of sunshine, I'm most likely in the house, like mm-hmm. most likely. And it's like, I don't know, like. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to express myself as, I don't know if I'm an introvert or an extrovert. I don't know. I think I'm on both, a mixture of both, because yeah. I like my space. I don't like to be around a lot of people, but at the same time,
a lot of people are like that.
Yeah. Like, I'm also one of the people that's like, hey guys, I love to introduce myself. I'm not one to be shy of introducing myself.
I'm very shy. I can be very shy.
I think that's the Gemini in me. I do. I think it's the Gemini in me of being one of the people's like, okay, hey.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Right.
Not like, me, though.
You know what? I'm done. I am done. And you would think, because, you know, they, like, you would think Capricorns would be, you know, extroverts, because their words, it cuts like a knife, but yeah, no.
Even, yeah.
I've noticed none of my Capricorn friends are extroverts. None of them.
Because we about our business.
Whatever. Okay, that's another topic to discuss. Because I really want to know how people think of this. I think my next topic is going to be about, do people use their zodiac signs to predict how their relationship will go? I'm actually going to see if, you know, of course I'm going to have Shaquaria come with me on this show with that one too, because I would love her perception, and I'm going to bring another person in. So we're going to have a three-way interview, guys. That is the first on my show. So thank you so much, Shaquaria, for tuning in to the late night convo with me. If you could give them your information one last time so they can know how to find you, where to follow you, that'd be great.
Okay. Oops, on my bad.
My Instagram
my Instagram is golden_goddess, and the O's are with zero. And yes. And my YouTube is the same, but right now, like I said, that's another time for that. I have to get that together. So there's a video on there, but you know, it's not up to date.
It's okay. Give them that information too, girl.
That one is, let's see. See, it's been so long since I've been on there.
Oh, goodness.
That one is the same way, two underscores and two S's at the end.
Okie dokie. Well, guys, y'all heard from yours truly, the best spirit, of course, aka Tony. But But guys, love you guys. Love you today as I loved you tomorrow. And as always, peace and prosperity. Good night.
Good night.